All I've done is some research on the local FM dial and studied the FCC database, and I've made some topo maps, and I invited people who had skills to take advantage of the information that we've been able to gather about the local FM landscape. So the possible is that there could be a rebirth of free speech in this country, and that in the same way that there are public libraries available to folks in different cities across the country, in the same way that there are public buses available for folks to go from one point in town to the other, that the airwaves that belong to the people, us, will be usable by the people at a very low power and a very local level, and that they can all have a half dozen or a dozen or so new slots in the dial where their local voices can be heard. The FCC says, and when the FCC is talking, you have to kind of imagine that up the FCC's ass is two hands, and one of the hand is from the arm of the NAB, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the other hand is from the NPR, National Propaganda Radio, because those are two large-scale entrenched frequency holders in the country, and they've got, you know, NPR's got over 140 radio stations, and Clear Channel's got 1,200 radio stations, so they are major stakeholders in the broadcast industry. And right now, if through these exclusive, you know, unnecessarily restrictive guidelines, there are technically no new frequencies available. So they own the only game in town.